Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, you didn't know I was going to bring the entire National Christian Choir to service. One of my favorite memories is taking the National Christian Choir on a tour of the Holy Land in 1986. Thank you. 1986. And we were there at Christmas. And we were asked to sing in front of the garden tomb, the empty tomb in Jerusalem, on Christmas morning. We stood in front of the empty tomb and we sang, "Joy to the world! He rules the world!" What an incredible memory that was for me and for us. I wish you all could have been there. Do you know what Easter is all about? Let's pray. Lord God, I pray that you will open our ears and our hearts and our spirits to your Spirit speaking. And I pray that you will renew in us the joy of our salvation in Jesus Christ. And I pray, Lord, that you will quicken our tired spirits and bring new life into us as we celebrate the truth of your resurrection. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you know what Easter is all about? There was a Sunday school teacher who had a group of four-year-olds in her class, and she asked them, "Do you know what Easter is all about?" And one of the little girls raised her hand eagerly, "Yes, I know, I know. It's when Jesus Christ was crucified, dead, and buried, and he was put into a tomb." And she said, "That's right. Do you know the rest of the story?" "Yes, he came out of the tomb." And the teacher was thrilled again that she knew the story. But then she added this, "But if he sees his shadow, he has to go back in for 7 weeks." Do you know what Easter is all about? A few weeks ago, we talked about planting seeds. And first, the seed has to die. And then the life that is in the seed sprouts. And the seed multiplies. Max Lucado wrote this. I thought this quote was very fitting as we tie these things together. "The seed of God stirred, shoved, and sprouted. The ground trembled, and the rock of the tomb tumbled, and the flower of Easter blossomed." Isn't that a wonderful quote? There was a college professor of biology, and every new semester with his new students, he liked to start the same way. He took a little seed, and he put it between his thumb and his forefinger, and he would hold the seed here, and then he would bow before the seed, and the class sat silently wondering, "What is this ritual all about?" And then he said to the students, "I know all of the elements contained in this seed, the water, the carbon, and the other elements. I can put the elements together, and I can create exactly what I'm holding in my hand, except for one thing. When I plant my seed in the ground and water it, it rots. But when I take God's seed, and I put God's seed into the good earth, because there is life in the seed, life sprouts." That's what Jesus Christ was for you and for me. The seed who died, who was reborn, and now multiplied, giving us the life inside the seed, the gift of salvation. Do you know what Easter is all about? John 11, 21. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother Lazarus would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she answered. Jesus said to Martha, I am the resurrection. I am the life. He who believes in me will never die. Then he asked her this pointed, powerful question. Do you believe this? Brothers, sisters, do you believe this? Do you know what Easter is all about? Or are you just dressed for church? Are you just doing what people do? Because it's something about the moon and the equinox and the so many Sundays after and so forth. And today we're going to celebrate and we're using the pagan tradition of Easter. And, you know, this is just something. Well, I figure if I go to church on Easter, I'll go to heaven. No, it's not going to work that way. Do you believe this? It's not about painted eggs. It's not about spring flowers. It's not about baskets full of candy or the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny never died for anybody. And the Easter Bunny did not rise again for anybody. Matthew 22, that same day the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to him with a question. Teacher, they said, they were really testing Jesus, you see. Teacher, they said, Moses, not this one, but another one, the real one. By the way, if you had been the real Moses, they would have followed that voice anywhere. Yeah. Teacher, they said, Moses told us that if a man dies without having children, his brother must marry the widow and have children for him. Here's the test. Now, there were seven brothers among us. The first one married and died. And since he had no children, he left his wife to his brother. The same thing happened to the second brother and the third brother, right down to the seventh brother. Finally, the woman died. Now then, at the resurrection, whose wife shall she be of the seven, since all of them were married to her? Your turn. Jesus replied, you are in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God. At the resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven. But about the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what God said to you? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. He is not the God of the dead, but the living. He is not the God of the dead, but the
living.
Do you know what Easter is all about? The apostles gathered in an upper room in Jerusalem. There was a powerful and miraculous outpouring of the Holy Spirit on those present that day. And then the apostles went out into the streets of Jerusalem. And the people were gathered from all the areas of the region, speaking many different languages. And supernaturally, the apostles began to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ in a number of languages so that people could understand, speaking in their native tongues, so that people could understand the message of Jesus Christ. Miraculous day of Pentecost. And Peter stood up and he started preaching. And this is part of what Peter said in Acts 2. Men of Israel, and I'm sure he was including men and women. People of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did among you through him. As you yourselves know, this man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge. And you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to a cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. It was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. Why are you not smiling? The great Easter truth isn't just that we have new life after death. The great Easter truth is that we can have new life right now. Right now. On this side of heaven. Why? Because he lives. Hallelujah. Do you say hallelujah in this gathering? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But some say there is no resurrection of the dead. Some say it's a fable. You don't have to believe in that in order to be a Christian. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says to those people in 1 Corinthians 15. But it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead. But if it has been preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless. And so is your faith. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ will all be made alive. The lost and troubled humanity on this planet, and perhaps possibly some people right in this room, pathetically ask this question. Is it really possible, when I die, to have eternal life? Easter is God's eternal yes to that question. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Perhaps the simplest message of Easter is this, that we live in a world where God has the last word. Is that a good thing?
Yes.
Little Nicole was just 3 years old. And she was as excited about Easter to come as she was Christmas. I can't wait for Easter, Daddy. Her daddy said, you know what Easter means, honey? Yes. Well, what does Easter mean? And in her own sweet three-year-old way, she put her arms up in the air and a smile on her face, and she said, surprise! Surprise, death! Surprise, sin! Surprise, disciples! Surprise, mankind! He is risen! He is risen indeed! He is risen!
He is risen indeed.
Surprise! Yeah, you can say it. It's okay. It's okay. That heavy stone that sealed the tomb that Jesus was laid into was a pebble compared to the rock of ages that came out. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Do you know who Easter is all about? He was a very distinguished man, a statesman. He was the only white person buried in a Georgia cemetery that was reserved exclusively for black people. He lost his mother as a child when he was just a baby. His father hired a black woman named Mandy to help raise her son. Mandy was a Christian, and she took her task very seriously. And that boy received the best warm-hearted attention a child could receive. And one of his earliest memories, he reports, was of Mandy bending over his bed each day and softly saying, wake up, child. God's morning is come. And that boy grew and he went to college. And when he would come home for the holidays and the summers, Mandy would be at the bottom of the stairs, and she would call to him, wake up! God's morning has come! Years later, that boy became a leading statesman, and one day the message came to him, Mandy has died. Can you come to her service? As he stood by her grave in this exclusively black cemetery, he turned to his friends and he said, if I die before Jesus comes, I want to be buried right here beside Mandy. Would you want? He said, I like to think that on Resurrection Day, she'll speak to me again and say, wake up, child. God's morning is coming. Wake up, children of God. God's morning is coming. And not only that, we know that his morning is a-coming. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand together and sing, all hail the power of Jesus' name. Oh, Father, we look forward to that morning when every knee shall bow, and every tongue, and every language of humanity's history shall confess that you are Lord, and you are risen, and we have eternal life because of you. Hallelujah. And Father, it is only fitting now that we bring you a gift of love, a token of praise to you, Father, for who you are, for what you have done in our lives. The gift that you give to us, we give now back to you. Father, may you use this offering for your glory and your glory alone in the name of the risen Christ. Amen. Please be seated. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us stand and sing together the doxology. Father, we thank you for your gifts. Please receive our gifts now from our heart with praise and thanksgiving for all that you have done for us. Lord, when we leave this place today, I pray that people will know that you are alive. That you are alive in us. May we greet people differently. May we receive one another differently. May we celebrate this day differently because we have renewed again our faith that you are alive and we shall be alive with you. Hallelujah. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord turn his face toward you and give you his peace, now and forevermore. Amen. We are dismissed.